The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. There's a famous Gemara there. The Gemara is discussing the Issa of a Balkari, Belimin HaTayr. What the Gemara is talking about is not that relevant, but Al Kolponim, the Gemara then says, the Tanya brings a brisa. Vaydatim levanecha v'levnei vanecha. We've discussed already, maybe it was last week. Parshas Veschanan, it says a person should teach Torah to his children and to his grandchildren, and Tishkachas HaTorah and so on. Teach it to your children and Bnei Banecha, and then V'samich, like the next pasuk, it says, Yoyim Hashem Adat Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'chayre. So the Braisa says, Mala Halon, it makes a smichas. Mala Halon Be'em that the same way the Yoyim Hashem Adat Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'chayrev, the source, the shayish of the Nesinus HaTorah, the Torah which we have, the Divrei Torah, were given mitoich, or at least were received, I should say, were received by Klal Yisrael when the Skabel mitoich and Ema Yir Eses and Ezeya. So too the Limud L'Doiris of Torah, the Eifin, the Anhog of Klal Yisrael, in the Eifin of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Limud HaTorah, is Be'em of Yir Ebreses Uvizayah, Mikan Omnu, and based upon this, the Braisa says that the Zavim and Mitzayroim, and these people, that they are, I'm sorry, Bali Kerian are Asudim in Limud HaTorah, because it's presumed that there's some Kalus Rosh involved in the becoming of a Balkari and so on. So in Mela, we have this idea that Lima Datar is Ba'ema, Ba'yida, Ba'asa Subazayim. It means that a person's approach, his gisha, to Lima Datar has to be an overly serious, if not an actual trembling, that he's going to learn the Torah Kadosh. Now there are many psukim that bear evidence to this Ba'im of Yir Ebreses Uvizayah. Where do we see that from? Where does it say that the Kabbalah Satayra is Ba'im of Yir? So Rashi brings one pasuk. Rashi in Brocha says, like it says, Vayaron Vayanu Vayamdu Meirach. In this week's parasha, Vayaron Vayanu. We have, in fact, many psukim along these lines. Also last week it says, Vayi Vayam Ashlishi Vayi Kailas Uvrachim Vanan Kavir Kal Shaitan Vayechrad Kalam Asher Bamachne. There's a lot of Charada. There's a lot of Vayaron Vayanu. There's a lashon also, well, it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Umarik Vayda Hashem Ki Eishay Chelas Berei Shahad. There was an Eish, a Sishay Agadayla, it says. And in fact, it says in Parashas Veschanan that was the precipitated Klal Yisrael's reaction to hearing the Dibros Hashem, that it says, Hei Naranu, Hashem Elokeinu Es Kvoidoi, Es Godloi, Es Chayla Shemanu Mitoicha Eish, Ba'ata Lama Namus, Ki Seichleinu Eish Agadayla Hazot. So you see that the Eish, which was the focus, or certainly a great part of the Mount Torah, Tishrei Agdoilah, Veskoyle Shemanu Mitoicha Eish, it says that that precipitated within Klal Yisrael a tremendous Yidduch. Lama Namas Kisachleinu Eish Agdoilah Azayis. So you see, and this was intended. This was not coincidence. It's not by accident. Like it says, Klal Yisrael, it says Vayahar Vaham Vayanu. And Moshe said, Ki Levavu Nasis Eschem Ba'olikim, Levavu Tiyah Yirasa Elpinechem Levilti Sahato. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that was the intended effect of the whole sound and light, all the Raimes HaKoylevis HaSalachidim, HaSkala Shaitav, HaSvara Oshay. It was all intended so the Klal Yisrael be Ma'ayra within Klal Yisrael, this Eima Yira Bresis Ubizaya, in order to then be on a level and to be in a situation where they're able to be Makabal Vizay. That's Shtetan Deh Gemara based on the Pesukim here in these Pashas. The Shaila, what I want to delve into somewhat and see if we can understand. We're also aware there's a Maimon Chazal, a very famous Maimon Chazal, which we'll get to in a moment. It's based on a Medrash Rabbah, Mashiach Shidim, brought in many Rishonim, and I'm sure you've come across it. In Chazal it says that Hayu Advarim Smeichim Kinesinas. This is that the Divrei Torah commenting on a certain limud haTorah that took place, if it was by the bris of Elisha ben Avuya's son, that Tosfos brings down a ma'aser from a Yerushalmi, Tosfos Chagiga Daf Tezvav. It says over there that there was an Eish. Now, Koponim, it says at the time that the Tanoim said that the Dvarim was Smeichim to the Sinhasim Besina. Tosfos brings in Sukkah. I think it's on Daf Chof Chesim Ben Aluf. It says a mice over there that Yonasim Ben Uziel, the Tana Yonasim Ben Uziel, said that Oif HaPedeach was Nisra Mil Maila. While he was running Torah, an Oif would fly overhead, would get burnt. So Tosfos over there brings also the Maimon Chazal, the Hayu Advarim Smeichim Kinesi Nasim, which we'll get again, we'll get into that in a moment as well. What's the pshat in this Maimon Chazal? First of all, what's the Machar? You look in the Chumash, in the Mikrais, in Maimon HaSinai, you see nothing about Simcha. I mean, Simcha is the furthest thing from your mind. Where's the name of Simcha? Vayaram, Vayanu, Vayachai Kolam Hashem Machne. We're going to die. It's over and over and over again. There's psukim about Ema, the year of Bereses of Isaiah. How is that consistent? Why you advam smeichem kinesinos? Who is the simcha? You don't see the simcha. To the extent that l'chayra, I mean, presumably you would expect that there'd be a natural that there's a contradiction in terms. I mean, for a person to be aimer b'yira b'rasas b'zei, and at the same time that the dvarim should be smeichem k'nesinasam. Normally, you'd think that those two ideas are in conflict with each other. Here, obviously, Chazal is saying that's not so. In Ma'amid HaSinai, notwithstanding the Vaidatim of Nevelecha, Yoyim Hashem Adita, which were understanding to me, Ba'im of Yoyim HaZayah. But nonetheless, there's Advarim Smeichim to Nisinasim. Can we frame it phrased another way? One could ask, but how does the Gemara, the Brais, and Noam Brachis, that a person should learn Mitoch Eim a year Bresh Zay? Maybe you should learn Mitoch Simcha. It just says, Vaidatim of Nevelecha, Yoyim Hashem Adita. So you're being masked. Ma over there was the aim of your rest is present. No, ma over there is mitach simcha. So maybe every learning should be mitach simcha. Okay, cool. Again, so then we're back to what we're asking. Taka very mashma. You're right. It's so mashma that where do we get the simcha from? Who stayed the simcha? If there is simcha. So maybe it's the simcha that you're supposed to. The Moshe of the Gemara has Lagabi Tfila, it says a person shouldn't be misfalo and mitach simcha. The person forget, it says simcha, a life to simcha, you shouldn't get involved in it. You should come, say psukim of Ashra and so on. Because you should be an oimid lifnei amalach, you should be misfalo mitach simcha. I think in Maftayach, of what we see over here, is based on a Gemara in Yuma, which is itself based on a parasha, a pasuk in the Torah, in Parashas Mishpat. The pasuk says, if the Moshe was told to go up, toward the end of the parasha, by Yom Hashem Moshe Alei Alei Ahara Ve'yesha, Ve'etna Luchas Luchay So'ever. So this is if the Maimon HaSinai, if the Sadibis, Moshe was invited to go to Shemayim, to go within the Onan, and to accept the Luchas, be a Dayim, to accept the Luchas, to be up there for 40 days, Abom Yom Abom Laila. Then the pasuk says, Vayal Moshe Alei Then it says, "Vayishkan koyd Hashem al Har Sinai, vayichasei onen sheishes yomim, vayikra al Moshe vayom Hashem itoicha onen." Now, Rashi brings in Chumash that Rabbi Seinu Cholkin b'dach. This is the Gemara Yuma and Avdalah and Aleph. It's not clear if this is chronologically. If we're still talking about the going up to Har Sinai of after Aseres Hadibros, which we started out talking about the Mem Yom, or according to other Tanoim, we're hearkening back now to before Ma'amid HaSinai from Rosh Chodesh, on what it says that Rishvaydir Sivan, the Rabbanu Shalom, came with an Anan al Sinai, and Moshe was going back and forth as an intermediary by Yashav Moshe. And he told over the Dvar Hashem to the Am, then he went back to the Rabbanu Shalom, and so on. This passage here says, Vayishko in Kvayda Hashem al Sinai, Vayichaseihu Ha'anan Sheishu Tzalim. The Tanoim argue, what does it mean, Taish Vayichaseihu Ha'anan? Are we talking about the covering of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is that referring Chaseihu, meaning that on his way up for Rabbam Yoim, he was covered for 6 days, and only on the seventh day did he then make it up, which would then mean that really he was there only for a total of 33 days, because the first 6 or 7 days he was engaged in this, what the Gemara calls a Prisha, which is the beginning of Masechta Yuma. It says that before Yom Kippur, it says that the Kohen Gadol, they were Mafrish in the Kohen Gadol 7 days. This is how it arrives, this is how it gets into Masechta Yuma. So one Tana says that that's based on Moshe Rabbeinu's going L'Shamayim by Ma'amid Hasina for 40 days, that you see that there was a 7 day period that was Mafrish in Eisai. Based upon that, we learn that every time that you nichnis to the Machne Shechina, to the Kodesh Kodashim, it requires a Prisha of 7 days. That's according to one Tana. The other Tana says, like I mentioned before, no, Vayikra El Moshe, this is going back, Chaseiwan is going back with Shchayda Sivan, and Vayikra El Moshe, why did it say Vayikra El Moshe? It was really, he spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael at that point. So it says, Lach Lekhoven Le Moshe, Vayichaseiwa Ha'onon, Vayikra El Moshe Vayayim Ashvi, because this man, the Omer, it's totally the Machloikis, if the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, or on Vav Sivan, that's what the Gemara over these holidays. I'll call upon him. The Gemara then brings a Tanda who holds, like we said, the first Shita, that this is talking Acha Ma'amid Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayichaseihu Ha'onon to be Mafrishim for 7 days. But what was the point of that? So Rav Masih Mecheresh Oyim Eloi Bo HaKosev Elo La'ayim Olo Deshet Hei Toira Nitenes Ve'Eimo Bereses U'Vizei. So Rav Masih Mecheresh is the point of being Mafrish Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days on his way up from Rav Yom of Limud HaToira was in order that the Divrei Toira should be able to be Neskabel by Moshe Rabbeinu Mitoich and Eimo Yira Neses, which Rashi explains comes about through a Hafrosh. The person is misbided away from Anoshim, he separates, segregate him for 7 days in the Onan, so that's Ma'ira within the Mensh, the Eimo Yira Neses of Isaiah, which is requisite, which he needs in order to be able to be Loim Mitoich Rabbeinu Yoyim. The Gemara continues, Shenema, how do we know that? The Seist, how do we know that the Torah needed to be received by Eimer Bereses Ubezeya B'Shas Ma'im Ben Hasinai Shenema Ildu Es Hashem B'Yiro V'Gilu B'Rodo V'Gilu and B'Misameya Mitoich or Rodo Mitoich Acharodo or Yiro and Eimer Yiro Bereses Ubezeya Ma'im V'Gilu B'Rodo Amre Vada V'Amaska Amre Rab V'Mokim Gilu Shom Tehei Rodo. That's famous Gemara V'Mokim Gilu Shom Tehei Rodo. Zok Rashi, what does this mean? What does have Shaykhus here? So Rashi, b'mokem gila matan toira shaluchas. Yichsiv ikuli Hashem yisharim misam chaylai. That matan toira is a mokem gila. Certainly, the matan luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to receive was a situation of a Pekudei Hashem Yishon Nesam Chilei. It was an Inyan, it was a time of tremendous Simcha, and the Meila, that Simcha required that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Mafrish Moshe Rabbeinu in advance, that he should be able to approach that Ba'im of Yira B'Nasas U'Bizeya, because B'Mokim Gila Shom Te'eira. So our Koponim here is, if nothing else, we already see the Yisoid that in addition to the Eima, notwithstanding the Gemara and Brachis, or probably complementing the Gemara and Brachis, Avedatim L'Vanecha Yoyim Asher Amalata, that it has to be Be'im Yiris Pereses U'Vizeya, but at the same time it intermingled Me'udiv within the Eima Yiris Pereses U'Vizeya, is also over here Gibu V'Rada Fakert, and the whole Rada is required, the whole Ra'adah is necessary and is called for because it's a B'mokim Gil. The Eima B'ir B'rasas U'Vizeya is Shayach to Ma'amid HaSinai and is necessary for every Yid Limud HaTorah B'chol Dar, B'chol Rega, is because in Torah is Dar Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chaylaiv, it's a B'mokim Gila, in the B'mokim Gila is Shom Teir Ra'adah. they're at the very least two complementary musagim, and they're certainly not exclusionary. One does not exclude the other. Is it Ema Bir Brasis Ubazaya of a Makam Gila Shamtaira? The Shaila is, we would like to understand then, in fact, how these two things, what's the synthesis of these two musagim that you find in Limud HaTorah, that is at the one time it's a Makam Gila, it's a Mesamech, it's a Leib, but it's also Ema Bir Brasis Ubazaya. Additionally, Rashi is somewhat shvat, because Rashi, you would expect, the Gemara says, "B'mokim geila." We're talking, you're mafresh Moshe Rabbeinu before he's going up to learn mem yoyim and to accept luchos shniyos. He's going to bring a pasuk that ma'amid at Sinai is a mokim geila. Is a mokim geila. Rashi brings a pasuk because a generic pasuk because Hashem Yisham Sam Chilei, which we know pertains to every yidlim of that Torah. You learn from there that an avul is also b'divrei Torah, because Tisha B'Av we don't learn Torah because Hashem Yisham Sam Chilei. Yad the Torah, it says Torah is mesamech the leiv of a man. So that accounts for Moshe Rabbeinu's hafrasha that Maimed HaSinai will bring a raya that it has to be ba'ema v'yira b'nesses v'zaya. How do we know that? So he brings Elo la'ayim ala p'kadesh tei toira nitenes ba'ema v'yira b'nesses v'zaya. It has to be nitten. So actually the luchas need to be nitten ba'ema v'yira b'nesses v'zaya. Why? Because it's a mokim gila, which is k'desh v'sham sam chelei, and a mokim gila sham teira. So I believe that because of this order, I think that's why Taisus is not different from Pirush Rashi. And Taisus on Daf and the base in the sugya says the Mokim Geila Zok Taisus Kedichsev Oiz V'Chedva V'Mkayim. That's the answer to Taisus. Oiz V'Chedva V'Mkayim. So Taisus, which we know is a pasuk that Chazal says going V'Mkayim, means in the Mokim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. In the Mokim Hashchina is a Mokim of Oiz V'Chedva. It's a Mokim Chedva. It's a Mokim of Simcha, which pertains specifically to Ma'amid HaSinai, obviously. The Rabbanu Shalom, as the Yair of Hashem, Alahar, Rashi says, Shehirkin, he brought down the keys, not Mamish Alahar, but within or without Yutchachim suspended above HaSinai, that Mokim, Shchinasa Yizbara, is a Mokim of Oiz V'chedva V'mkayma. That's the Mokim Geila, Mokim Geila, Shom Teir Odis, specifically, the Mokim, the Ashras Hashchin of Ma'amid HaSinai, requires a person's gisha to that, a person's approach to that mokim gila is the ra'adah of the end of year. What's the pshat in this? So the pshat in this is, I mean, just in terms of the way Nefesh HaChayim discusses these issues, the Shah Dalit, the Perek Yud Gimel, the Nefesh HaChayim says, he brings from Chazal, that it says in Pasuk in Mishlei Vo'eh Shashuim Yoim Yoim, the Rebbein Shalom says that I have the Shashua of Torah, the pleasure, the plaything of the Torah, Yoim Yoim. So it says in Chazal, Ashreyam Yisrael, I'm reading it in the Lashon Chodesh, it's taken from the Aramaic of the Chazal, Ashreyam Yisrael, Shagodesh Baruch Hu Nosun Lema Torah Kedosh, Shei Simchas HaKoil, Simchas HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Umakoim Tiyul Shaloi. It's his plaything, it's his pleasure. Tiyul doesn't only mean a wolf, Tiyul can mean. It's a Metayul Besuk, it means that there's a different Purushim and the Rishonim, but it means also that a person should pleasure himself and so on. Shekosev Oeh Shashuim Yoim Yoim. So he brings from Chazal that the Ikke Simcha of the Welt and the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oiz V'Chedva B'Mekayma in essence, is a reference to the Torah HaKadosh. That's Oeh Shashuim Yoim Yoim Nosem Lohem HaTorah Shih Simchas HaKadosh. That's what the Rebbein Shalom gave the Klal Yisrael B'Shasman Torah. He gave us the source of his greatest and his only pleasure, Kavi Yochel in the Welt, which is Simchas HaKoil, Simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mokam Tiyul Shalosh, Eya Shashuim Yom Yom. Now, Klal Yisrael B'Shas Matan Torah was now in a position where they had to, where the point of the Kabbalah HaTorah was to be Mizdavik. In this, V'eh Shashuim Yom Yom, V'mizdavik in this Shechina, in this Oiz V'chedvam in Kaimai, and to be able to be zoicha, to be able to be zoicha and be makabel the Torah. Which of course we know Chazal say, "La'atem adveikim Hashem alekeichem v'chiyev sheli davek Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Could you be misdavek in the Rabbanu Shalom? Halay eish oichlo. That's the eish oichlo of Shas Matan Torah. That's what it's isha hagdola. That's koyle shamanu mitoich eish. That's the eish oichlo, which we have now. We have at the time of Mount Torah, Klal Yisrael was in the position that they had to get close enough. What I'm talking here in terms of kaviyochel, but they had to certainly be mizdabek in this Eish, and they had to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam close enough in order to be mizdabek and to receive his Torah, his Eish Hashuim Kol Yoyim, the Oiz V'Chedvim Koimai. How do we do that? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, this is in the beginning of Perek Yud, this is of course all along the lines of the Nefesh HaChaim overall approach to Torah, to the Shmini HaKadosh. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Perek Yud, "U'b'shaso esek v'o'inyan b'Torah, v'adei she'ein tzorich oz l'inyan hadveikus klach." Zot the Nefesh HaChaim, the shas hadveikus in Torah, the dafnish dveikus, dveikusa yizbara, what we usually call ledavkaba. What does that mean? Ve'aesek ve'iyun levad hu davuk b'ritzoynoi v'dibura yizbarach v'hu yizbarach v'ritzoynoi v'dibura yichak. Zot the Nefesh HaChaim, this is his whole shita of learning Torah Lishma, unlike what you would usually understand it to mean, that it's Mr. Rabbeinu Shalom. Torah Lishma means Torah Lishem, Diratzen HaBayre was slipped in the Torah. Because that Zokter Nefesh HaChaim, and he continues, Barichas, he says back to Pshat, what it says in Chazal, that Kutcher Brichu, V'zeh She'omer B'kamen M'koyim is B'zoyah, the Kutcher Brichu V'ayrai Sechadu, and so on. He brings a Maim Chazal. He brings a Medish Adam Lekeach Chayfet Shema Yochel Liknoiz Be'olav. He buys a Chayfet. Does he buy the Bailam along with the Chayfet? Rather not. Abba Lagodesh Baruch Hu. Not entirely Israel. Ba'imulam Kavi Yochel Li Atem Loikem. You're taking me. The Torah is a reflection and it's a representation of Ritzoinai. Of Ritzoinai and Daita Yisbarach. That reflection of Ritzoinai, that Dveikus, the Limud HaTorah, which is a Dveikus, in Daita and Ritzoinai Yisbarach, is itself what the Nefesh HaChaim says, Ein Lucha Dveikus Godel Mizeh. That's Bichiyei Shoichlu. Like Chazal say, you can't be Mizdabek in the Rabbani Shalom. It's Eishoichlu. So how we Mekabel the Torah? The Torah says, you Mizdabek in the Torah. Al Yidei the Limud HaTorah Gufa. Of the Kabbalah HaTorah is Mamela Klal Yisrael is then is Miskarev to Daita and Ritzoina Yizbarach. I'm using terminology that Nefesh HaChaim is using, these are not my words. That you're being Miskarev to Ritzoina and Daita Yizbarach, which is the imitius of Daita and Yizbarach and Ritzoina Yizbarach, is by definition Kuchibricho Ve'erai Sechadu, thus is the Pshat being Mizdabek in the Rabbani Shalom. But it stands to reason, clearly, that Klal Yisrael and every Yid, b'chol dor, like the Gemara says in Brachos, the approach and the only way that a person is able is being mizdabik and the limud haTorah ultimately enables him, and really not enables him, but it really is, it's being mizdabik with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as close as a mortal being, as a youth can get to be mizdabek with the Rabbanu Shalom, is through being advekus and the redifa, cheshek, atshuka, to be oimed al daita and ritzoina yizbarach, as reflected in his Torah HaKadosh. So fashteitzach, that pursuit, that redifa, that limud has to be a limud mikoyach on ema yir resis nizayim. Because he stones up to you're cleaving over here to it's you've been mitabik in the Rabbani Shalom. It's not a way of being mitabik in the Rabbani Shalom. You're being mitabik here in the Torah HaKadosh, which is the closest replicant, which is not the closest. That is keilu kuchibrichu ve'irai sechadu. And the way a person approaches an eish, which is of course, like it says by Maimon HaSinai, and Klal Yisrael was full with Eimei Yirah Esses and Zeyah, Uvavotiyah Yirasei Al Pnei Hashem, which was intended as such, in order to fill Klal Yisrael with the awe that was necessary to be able to be Mizdabik in the Torah HaKadosh, which is Ritzayna Yizbarah, which is a Deveikus in the Rabbeinu Shalom, in the Eish. If that's the Eifen of the Mizdabik in the Eish, then the Eifen, the approach, and the way in which a person is able to accomplish that is only through a limud of Eimei Yirah Esses and Zeyah. You're approaching over here Daitai and Ritzayna Yizbarah. This can diminish. You can't do that unless you're approaching a fire. The person who does that, who's able to accomplish that, and it's the skyim in the person, a name of Yir Esses and Zeyah, and it's Azalim of HaTorah, Zokhi Nefesh HaChayim, in Perek Yudalit, ובכל אישה אדם עוסק ומזדבק בו כרוי, הדברים שמחים כניסיונות מסינה. Al yidei a limud of Eimei Yirah Esses and Zeyah, al yidei a dveikus in the Torah, which is in essence a dveikus in the Rabbanu Shalom Aleim, which is mikoyach an Eimei and a Yirah. So he's mizdabik in the Rabbanu Shalom Aleim. The Rabbanu Shalom is always v'chad v'mimkoyimai. So memele he zoiche to the smeichem k'nisinosim b'sinai, to what Rabbeinu Yoina said earlier. You mentioned earlier what Rabbeinu Yoina says, that the Torah is Simchas HaKoyel, Simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mokem Til Shalom. He's Zoyche, he's being Mizdabek in the Rabbeinu Shalom Al Yidei, is the Veikos in Torah, and that the Veikos brings him Lidei. The Ois V'chedvam Koyma, he's Memeila Zoyche in the Dvarim Smeichem, Kinesinasa. It's being given over by the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's coming from a Mokem Simcha, it's the Ois V'chedvam Bim Koyma. Our Kabbalah of the Izvachadim Koimai, our ability to be able to absorb and to be elevated and to be zoichet, to be miskadet to that Izvachadim Koimai, our approach is Ayyidei, Eimei Yirah Esses and Zeyah. So steht da nach Schachai. Khalei shadam oisig um David bakiroi hat warm smaykhim kinisim hasim sima. The Mela we find in the Medrash and in Tosis that I mentioned before, that brings the bringing the Medrash is in Tosis on Chav Ches on the base. I'm sorry, on Chav Ches on the Aleph and Sukkah. Chol Oiv She Perei Chol of Miyad Nisra. It says there was a fire. So Tosis, listen to Tosis. Shehad Vodim Smeichem Kenisinasim B'Sinai Shenitna Be'esh. Chlam Shepalam, you can't read the Tosis. It's Smeichem. Well, the bird got burnt because the dvarim asmeichem kenisinasim b'sinai, which was given by Eish. Ukenyan zematzinu b'medish b'ovdad Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. That's by Elisha ben Avuya. Shayim mesubim mesuda v'liyato Eish tzvivam. And it says that Elisha ben Avuya's father asked, What's shot in this Eish? He said the place is going to burn down. The place is going to burn down. So he said, Chagiga brings the mice to the Yerushalmi. So they said, no. It's Smechem Kinisinasim B'Sinai. A man is Sinai. It was Be'esh. So here it's Be'esh. What's that Shaykhis? Not Vegan Eish. We're talking about Eish. We're talking about Simcha. What's going on here? And the Torah says, that's the Gilu Berada. Taich V'Gilu. How are you come? Lidei the Gilu? You're on the Gilu of Torah, on the Simcha of Torah, you come. Al Yedei Birada, Al Yedei the Tzugan, the approach of the Eimei Yirah Esses u'Zeyah. These Tanoim, Rabbi Yonah ben Uziel, that it says that as evidenced by the fact, as was reflected in the fact that there was an oif that was Pereya, was Nisra, so they said that's evidence of the fact that it was we were zayicha to a kabbalah satayda al yidei our lima that tayda was a lima that tayda mitaycha eish. That means that we had a kabbalah of the ishay agadola as kolay shemanu mitaycha eish. There was zayicha over here to of as kolay shemanu mitaycha eish, which is a dveikus in the rabbanu shulam al yidei as a lima that tayda of kinesin also. Our lima that Torah is so kinesinos. It's so beim of yira b'dasis u'b'zayim, which is the kinesinos of Torah. Hadvarim smeichim kinesinos. The meila al yedei our beim of yira b'dasis u'b'zayim. We are able to be zayich in the eyes v'chedva b'mkoymai as evidenced by the fact that the oifah p'reya was nisra. That's evidence. That's a reflection that our lima that Torah is taking place mitazayim b'yira. I don't say that they were freilich. They were dancing over there. They were learning Ve'im of Yir Breses B'zei, like the Gemara says in Brachas. And Memeila was a Koylo Shemanu Mitoicha Eish. The Koylo Shemanu Mitoicha Eish, which is in essence a Dveikus in the Simcha Gedoyla of Torah of the Oiz V'chadim Koymai, is the Smeichim Kenesinosu that they were saying causes the Oiv, that's Peideach, and that's what causes the Eish to be Lichachos V'iva. So Memeila, in essence, what we're saying is, yeah, there's only one way to learn Torah. Notwithstanding, because the Hashem Yisham Misamchei Leiv, it is Misamchei Leiv. That's the Metzias of Torah, like it is Oiz V'Chadim M'Koymah. If you're able to transition it to high alma, you're able to take that Torah and bring it belipcha al yidei learning ba'im of yir b'rasis u'b'zeya belipcha shel adam. It's pikudei Hashem Yisham Samchei Leiv, like it says, we say in Hoidu pasuk in Tehillim, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. The Mevakshei Hashem al yidei the bakasha, the bikush, the drisha, the dveikus, and the rabbayin shel olam ultimately leads a person, and ultimately, meaning that journey allows for a person to become nisala and to be margish in the simcha of the Torah of Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. But the simcha is not the tzugang of person. You see, Bochrim often, I mean, it comes up in conversation very often. Chanish de Geshmak, Chanish Spizuch, I don't feel the simcha, you know, I don't feel like I'm having that simcha. The simcha will be confusing the cause and the effect. If you're looking for simcha, you need to be besimcha in order to learn. That's very difficult. It's very difficult to accomplish. I know this is very not a very popular notion maybe nowadays. But this is pashut. I mean, it's dvar pshutim. I mean, I'm not saying anything revolutionary over here. It's cause and effect. I mean, the derech of Torah is ba'im avir abrasis u'b'zayim, which is not a stira. So ultimately, being zoicha, being margish, being nesala, with the simcha of Torah. But to expect that Torah is also an geshmak, minayu bay. Everywhere you look, it's simcha of Torah. And then yismach leiv, and kudei Hashem yisamchei leiv, and it's geshmak, and chanish the geshmak. I heard once, you know, the Welt says that you say v'yatzi v'nochoin, v'kayim v'yoshon, emes. From emes biz v'yafa, it's a big merachah. The first thing is emes. The last thing is v'toy v'yafa adar v'hazeh. So the pshat is azoy. If a person is looking for the geshmakite in Torah, they say for the yoifi. He's looking for the geshmak, for the satisfaction, for the comfort, for the ease, for the poil yoytze, for the effect of the divrei Torah. He's not going to be able to learn Torah. Because divrei Torah are knuyim loy mitoich idun ve'oineg v'simcha. It's nicknamed mikoyach the fact that a person senses that the lima of Torah, the dveikus in the Torah, is in essence a dveikus in ratzon habayrei. That means that it has to be a pursuit of emes. He's looking for emes. Ein lecho emes gadol mizeh. He's looking for ritzoinei daita yizbara. He's looking to cling and to cleave to ritzoinei and daita yizbara. So he's looking for geshmak. What's he looking for? He's looking for the emes. Chaysam yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's looking for the chaysam yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is emes. The emes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's existence and his das and his ratzon and the ganze bria, as reflected in his Torah HaKadosh. So if a person sits down to a blad gemara or to a pasuk chumash or to a perek in Tanakh, and he sits down with an approach, that the approach is, I want to be koina and I want to be zoich over here, tiramitis ritzoina in daita yisbarach. He has a chukah over here to be oimed and to be mizdabik in the Rabbein Shalom the only way he can. So in Meila, that's what ends up happening. And then he's zoich, like Rashi says, to Bikudei Hashem Yishan Misamchei Leib, of which the oifen that Klal Yisrael began that journey was by Maivet HaSinai, to absorb within them L'dayre Dayres hold in the Shamas by HaSinai, that was standing by HaSinai, so Yeshne Poi V'se Sheinenu Poi, there's Koylai Shamanu Mitoicho Eish. But L'dayre Dayres, there is a Koylai Shamanu Mitoicho Eish, which leads a person to Izvachedva bin Koyma, to that ultimate Yismach Leiv Mevakshe Hashem, to the Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misamche Leiv. But that's a journey, and a person has to be prepared, and he has to approach learning Torah that he's learning L'shem, to be Zoicha and to be Koyna, the MS of the Dvar Ritzoynai and Daita Yizbara. This is shot, I think, in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misamche Leiv. So again, how is it for simple? I don't have a simple. The pasuk states the answer. Toiras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. To say what? That the Meshivas Nefesh of Toira is in the Tamima. Eidos Hashem Ne'amona. The Ne'amonis from Toira is Machkimas Pesach. Kudei Hashem Yishorim Yisam Chay Leiv. It says I found in Yalkut. Bayrish and Tehillim on that pasuk. It says Eimosai Yisam Chay Leiv Kipikudei Hashem Kishepikudei Hashem Yishorim. When a person is learning the Divrei Torah with a yashus, that means that he has a focus. He's not on the yaifi of Torah, not on the Torah v'yafi, about the emes from Torah. Then ultimately, is v'yatziv, v'nochim, v'kayam, v'yosho, v'nemah, v'ov, v'chaviv, v'nechmat. Going away from emes, not away, chas v'shalom. But this is the journey that begins with emes. And v'yatziv, v'nochim, v'kayam, v'yosho. It's Pekudei Hashem Yisharim. And then ultimately, it's V'Nemon, V'Ohu, V'Chavi, V'Nechma, V'Noh, V'Noir, V'Adim, Sukon, V'Toiv, V'Kubo, V'Toiv, V'Yafe is the list. V'Yafe is the Oiz V'Chedu M'Koymoy. That a person is Zoyche to Ayidei, Ayidei, the aim of Bir Brasis of Mizaya, of a Kabbalah Satoir, of a Limit Atoir. And this says, B'Feirish and Rabbeinu Yoin and Ovis, Moch Hashem, that I came across this Rabbeinu Yoin, in the beginning of August. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a pasuk, and we'll finish with this. I mean, we'll leave with this. Shnema in pasuk in Mishlei nefesh sveya tavus neifes, the nefesh re'eva kol mar masoik. A nefesh, a full nefesh, has no appetite for the neifes, for the sweetness of Torah. What does it mean, a nefesh sveya? Mishu sveya midivrei Torah in a negative connotation. Ve'ein cheftzoi bohen. He's never surveyed. It's a geshmakish tickle, so in my way he can get into that. That'd be a beautiful biskarov. Kem an alam alam ma geshmak. How did the biskarov get to that geshmak? He sat for days upon days, plodding. The aim of beer, brasses, with the zaya, with a tsugan, of a redifas or emes, of being oimid on daita in ritzoyne yizbarach, as reflected in the Torah Kedoshah, which led him to this Gishmak Eshtigl Torah, that you have no Cheshik for. Cheshik is a cute word. Zokte Rabbeinu Yoina, Mishu Saveim Dibre Torah Vein Chepzer Bohem, Afilu Oimrim Loi Magolius Betoira Tovas Oysen Nafshe. Even if you're going to tell him Magolius Betoira, nice, Nefesh, Nefesh is not going to have a Gishmak in it either. You might think it's have a Gishmak, like you drove a new car and you had a Gishmak. But doesn't nishta Oiz V'chedvim V'koyme. You don't have the simcha of the Bikudei Hashem Yishodim V'zenu Mitzamchei Leif. If you're looking for that, so then you come into a Beis Medrash with a Coke and a Danish, and you sit up and you put up your feet, and of course it's very careful. So you have your cell phone, but just in case somebody might call you with it, with a nugget or something. You know. So as I learn, there's a hepach. I mean, here, bras is from Isaiah. You're putting the cart before the horse. A person that's a roi who misavil a shayman, I feel I'm like David b'loy tam. Wasn't b'loy tam. It's emes. I was a b'loy tam. It's not yofa. It's emes, but it's not yofa. It's like, you know, a genujat the pshat and the Rashi over there that you have to know. It's nochatzvei Rashi's and two other places that you had to go and walk to the back of the Beis Medrash to find the Gemara, which was in and of itself a tremendous Messias Nefesh. And you did all that, and then you found that there was maybe a Mashal and under a Girsa, and you learned the Gemara, Beis Adav design, and so on. And then you were Oymed on a Milsa B'lai Tam. So if you're Ben Yoyne, Yimtak V'Piyu V'Yismach Boy. Even on that, on that Milsa B'lai Tam, it will be Yimtak V'Piyu V'Yismach Boy. Yismach Boy. Why? Because he knows it's Bikudei Hashem Yishodim, he knows it's Emes, it's V'Yosha. And if it's Yosha, then Meila does bring the mensch that leads him the day the Simcha of Torah. Acha, this is Dama, I can't leave this out. This is for commercial. Acha, Sherabai Amore. How does he know it's Emes? Acha, Sherabai Amore. Your Rebbe told it to you, I mean. That's what's off it. I mean, why would he be your Rebbe unless he's telling you to do that? So the Rebbe, that's the end of the paragraph. I'm not leaving anything, I'm not taking it out of context. The Rebbe is in the beginning of, it's in Parak Aleph and Mishnah Dalet. On the mission of Avi Shoyse about Sanas Divrayim. I just want to, there's a Maisa, a famous Maisa with the Vilna Gaon. It says that the Vilna Gaon was told the Vart. He was told the Vart, and it says that the Vilna Gaon, I tell you the Vart, that somebody told him that we start Shachris with Adoy Noilam, because Avram Avinu, it says, was the first one to call the Rabbanu Shalom Adoy. And Shachris, as we know, is Tefillah of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Misakin Tefillah Shachris. Doesn't mean he was Misakin Adoy Noilam. But Chazawa Keveya Adoy Noilam, because Tefillah, he was the first to call the Rabbanu Shalom Adoy. Adoy Noilam Hashem Baruch. Adoy Noilam. So it says the Goyim got up and he was dancing B'Simcha. So somebody asked the Biskirov, Mishpashtani, he said, like, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, okay, it's a nice vlog. I mean, it's a Magolius, it's a nugget, like the Rebbeinu Yoina says. To get up, it doesn't say, the Goyim didn't always get up and dance. You know, he thought of a vlog, he got up and danced each time. So the Biskirov said that the reason why he was dancing is his Pasad Emes. That's it. You don't need more than that. It was Emes. That's Daitoy and Ritzoyna Yizbarach, as reflected in Feirasa HaKadosh. That's it, that's Nochash Pekal Emes. If a person's approach to Limud HaTorah is Azuch the Emes, he's looking for every, and every day goes by, he feels productive, he feels accomplished. Noch a few lines of the Gemara, Noch HaTosis, and he's going to Chazer HaTosis, Noch HaPa Psukim, Noch HaSif in Shulchan Aruch, another few Psukim in Tanakh, Noch HaShtigal Emes. So the Simcha is only Shaya. The mensch is Mole Simcha. But if the person is looking for pleasure, there's more pleasure in other places. You're not going to be Zoicha. I mean, that's not the case. But Torah, you can't unlock the tshuka and the neifis and the yaifi of Torah. You can't unlock it. The simcha from Torah can't be unlocked. Al yaday agashmak. That doesn't work. That's not work. It's al yaday dafka. Bikui Hashem Yisharim is misamcha.